bless her. She was a trip. You know, I was a disappointment when I dropped out of college all those times to go to the Navy and then to go on the road with a blind black preacher that played the guitar. She couldn't believe it. And then, but she came around, boy. She was 93 years old when me and the new wife, and we were over in Denmark at the Tundra Folk Festival. And they had a free phone backstage. It was one of the sponsors that the performers could call up anybody. So I said, I'm calling up Mama. So I called up Mama in her retirement village. And the phone rang for a while, and she answers the phone. I said, hello? I said, hello? She said, who is this? I said, it's Roy. She says, Roy, how are you? I said, how are you? You're 93 years old. I'm fine. She says, where are you? I said, Nancy and I are over here in Denmark, in Copenhagen. She says, you have a gig? I said, yeah. She said, thank God. Thank God. Then she asked me if I got a haircut. I always did Thanksgiving with my mama up in New York, but she passed away a few years ago, and I did three Thanksgivings with the brothers up there, but it was got so cold the last November. I said, I'm not doing it. You want to do Thanksgiving with Roy, you come to Florida. Because I'm down up here. Mama's gone. And I'll finish up with this song here called The Good Book, my most favorite song that I ever wrote. As Reverend Davis used to say, you didn't write the song, it was revealed to you. And this song, I can't believe that I wrote it. I mean, I haven't written a lot of songs, but I wrote the whole new album. But I'm really into writing songs, but I don't know if I'll ever write another one after this. This is... As Reverend Davis used to say when we finished with, he said, we done named the baby, let's go. This is the good book. I use a lot of Reverend Davis's big chords, I love it. My mama told me, my papa told me too. The good book's got the answers, it will tell you what to do. The good book's got the answers, you just wait and see. The good book's got the answers there just for you and me. Learn to sing and dance, work and play real hard. Watch your step along the way on your journey to the stars. Don't you be a cheater, don't be telling lies. Straight and narrow path you're on will lead you to the prize. From wrong. Don't be wanting what's not yours. Give thanks, you got a lot. You never miss what you don't have. Get from them that's got. Fussing and fighting is not the righteous way. You just best be quiet if you've got nothing good to say. My mama told me, my papa told me too. Got the answers, it will tell you what to do. The good book's got the answers, you just wait and see. The good book's got the answers there just for you and me. Yeah.
There you have the late Roy Bookbinder from October 25th 2014. Thanks to Chad Green for helping to put that together this morning, our technical director. If you go to sobradio.org/catalog and search on Roy Bookbinder, you'll find that for listening anytime you would like. He passed away at the age of 82 after a bit of an illness, and that was just this past Tuesday. Also, John Hammond, another great blues performer, passed away within the past week or so, February 28th, at the age of 83, and we'll have a song coming up from him in just a moment. Thank you for the kind words about Roy Bookbinder. I'm glad we had that to share with you. And thank you to Dennis McCurdy and MJ, his wife, for bringing him into town all those years ago. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own player, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. Don't forget that clocks go ahead 1 hour for daylight saving time. Officially Sunday at 2 a.m., but most people will do it before they go to bed tonight. You know I followed my baby. John Hammond, Stop and Listen. I'm watching Pittsburgh Allegheny pre-K to 5 and members of the school who are going to be presenting Frozen Junior March 13th and 14th at 7 and March 15th at 2 o'clock at Pittsburgh Allegheny and the Stamera stage. Enjoy the song that you're about to hear. I wish you could see some of the hand motions and acting that I've been watching. Let me try to set the stage for you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 students. They are all in 3rd, 4th, or 5th grade from Pittsburgh Allegheny, and you'll have a chance to hear them each interviewed after they do a song that they're going to open up with. Now, I said 10 students. I'm, let's see. No, I've got everybody listed here. We want to thank Jessica Politi, Mike Cucaro, and Mr. Joseph Stamera for your support in getting this all together. Pittsburgh Allegheny Pre-K through 5 is at 810 Arch Street, really close to us and really close to the aviary. Frozen Junior is the musical, and you're about to hear the opening number. This is how the musical begins.
Snowman, come on, let's go and play.
I can't cover this a place in snow. I'm not supposed to though.
Yeah, just do it anyway. Do it for your sister Elsa, please, oh please. I can't do the things you do.
You really wanna build a snowman?
You know I do.
We'll stay up late and build that snowman.
Yes,
me and you.
Once there was a family.
The sun shine on, our hearts be free, like this perfect, happy, shiny summer day. Let the sun shine on.
There they are. What a great sound. You're going to get a chance to meet all of them in just a few moments. In fact, they're coming in now. I can't tell you. Well, I am going to tell you just how wonderful you all sounded. And we're going to get you all seated. We're going to meet all of the performers who are here today in just a moment. Our cast members here. I'm going to start with you, and the first thing I'll ask each of you to do is just tell me your name, the grade you're in, or how old you are, and if you have any shout outs, this is the perfect time to do it. Oh, wait, let me, it would help if I turned your microphone on correctly. I'm about to do that now.
Hi, my name's Kiari Cherry, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm 10, about to be 11. And my shout out goes to Miss Meg because she helped me with my vocal range.
When is your birthday?
March 11th.
Oh, you are on the cusp of turning 11. So happy early birthday to you.
Thank you. Let's see
who's next to you.
My name is Josie.
And how old are you?
Oh, I'm 11 in fifth grade. And my shout out goes to Mr. Stamara, obviously, for doing all the wonderful music.
Mr. Stamara is a wonderful person. And he's been at the school for such a long time. And I'm so glad he's still there. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Judith Rukundo. I'm 11 years old and I'm in the fifth grade. And my shout out goes to Mrs. Stamara because I honestly cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate him.
And next to you, we have...
My name is Honesty Stepman. I'm in fifth grade, and I'm 10, about to be 11. And my shout-out goes to Mr. Samir. He's been my music teacher for 5 years, and I really love him.
Wow. When's your birthday?
March 10th.
You two, did you know that about each other? Your birthdays are only a day apart. Let's see who's sitting next to you.
Hi, my name is Iman Stewart, and I'm 10 years old. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Stamara because he's also been my music teacher for 5 years and he's just the best.
What makes him a good music teacher, do you think?
Well, he also used to help me with my vocal range and he's just really nice.
That's nice. And we've got one more person in this group. And then if you're wondering at home, we have more students to come. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Nori Bull, and I'm 10, and I'm turning 11 on November 25th. I'm in fourth grade, and my shout-out goes to, right now I feel like I should keep the train going and give a shout-out to Mr. Stamara, so I'm actually going to give it to two people, Mr. Stamara for being a nice music teacher and helping us, and then Ms. Strongberg because at the beginning I had a little solo part at the beginning where we were doing the opening number, and Ms. Strongberg really told me how to just like let go and just try to trust my heart.
Well, what great testimony it is to having great, caring adults in your life who want to see you do a good job and to enjoy the experience too. Now, the play or the musical is March 13th and 14th at 7 o'clock. At Pittsburgh Allegheny. Some of you know the school is Allegheny Traditional Academy. Arch Street, right across from where we are. And then on March 15th at 2 o'clock, you can see it too, so it's coming up. Now, I did want to ask what each of you do in the musical. And why don't we start here? Oh, I was going to say we can start with you and we'll work the other way around. What's your role?
I'm a townsperson. Townsperson is kind of like almost like the narrators. They kind of like tell you what's going on from the beginning to close to the middle and the end. I really like being a townsperson because I kind of get to like really like tell people what is happening and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, the townspeople are a really important part of it. And what's your first name again?
Nori.
And just so people at home know who's speaking, let's pass the mic on and tell me your first name and your role.
My name is Iman, and I'm townsperson 3. And yeah, we also do narrate the story. And yeah.
Wonderful. Now we're going to pass that mic on. And hello.
My name is Honesty, and I'm townsperson 1, and I'm also a narrator who tells the story, and I like being a townsperson because, like, I have, like, the exact roles that I need to help me keep success in life to go up and up to have better roles.
If you do other plays, you'll find that there are a lot of plays and musicals with townspeople in them. It's kind of a way, I think, to make the audience feel part of things, too, and to connect with them.
Hi, I'm Judith, and I'm townsperson 2, and I like being a townsperson because I feel like I'm like the glue of the story, and I feel like we kind of build off from what we sing. We kind of just build off a narrator, and I feel like I just could do like, hey, you have to do this, and I really like that.
I like that, calling it the glue. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm Josie, and I think I'm also a townsperson. I'm townsperson number 4. I think my favorite part of it is just being there a bunch, and the songs we're in are really fun. I really like the songs we're in.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kiari, and left of townsperson five. And I like being a townsperson because I feel like I'm telling the story. Like, I'm the glue to the show. I can, like, tell the story and it'll go from how I say it.
All of you had such a great way of expressing that. I thought we may have had the townspeople portion of the group this morning. Are there some other townspeople that aren't here today?
No, only six.
How wonderful that we have 100% of the population of the town today. We're going to meet some more of the actors from Pittsburgh, Allegheny pre-K through 5 and its spring musical in just a moment. We're making just a little shift change now. There are four more actors that we're going to meet. Thank you to Mike Kukuro and Jessica Politi for helping to coordinate this, and also Mr. Joseph Stamara, who's the music director for the musical. For you to meet right now. And I think each of these actors has a specific role in the play that's unique. So as we meet each of you, I'm going to ask you to please tell me your first name, how old you are, and if you have any shout outs to anyone. And we'll sort of work our way from right to left. So we'll start with you. What's your name?
My name is Julius, and I am 9 years old, and I am the king
of the play. Wow. And tell me a bit about being the king. What does the king do?
I'm the father of Anna and Elsa.
Oh, that sounds like a very important role. Did you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Samara because he's been my music teacher for 4 years.
That's a long time to have a relationship with a music teacher. Thank you. Let's meet who is next to you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Everly Allen, and I'm 8 years old, and I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Samara because he has been my music teacher since all of my kids and my family.
How nice that is. Mr. Stamara deserves every single one of these props, or as they like to say, flowers that he is getting today. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Gavin, and I'm 11 years old in the fifth grade, and I want to give my shout out to Mr. Stamara and Miss Meg because I feel like they helped me with my vocals the most. And Mr. Stamara, he's been my music teacher since I was in kindergarten, and he's just helped me through all of that.
That is amazing. What role do you play?
I play the queen, Queen Adonna.
And is the queen married to the king?
Just in the play, though.
Oh, yes, not in real life. I understand that. So what are the characteristics of the queen? What kind of person is the queen?
The queen, I'm just, like, loving to my children and, like, give a lot of care towards Anna because she doesn't know, like, really what's happening a lot.
Oh, that's nice. And Everly, I forgot to ask you about your role in the play. What part do you play?
I'm young Anna.
Oh, so young Anna, and then each of your parents, and there must be an older Anna. Is that going to be you? Do you play Anna at an older age?
I play young.
Oh, hang on, let me. You play young Anna as well?
I play young Elsa.
Oh, young Elsa, got it. Now, I don't know the story, believe it or not, of Frozen, very well. So can you explain who Elsa and Anna are?
We're sisters.
Yeah, we're young sisters, and we're kind of like buddies, and in real life we're twins, so it actually kind of matches together.
Do you think it's silly that I don't know the plot of the musical? Because most people do, don't they? It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So would you like to say hello to anybody, any shout-outs? And do tell us your name and age.
Hi, my name is Clara Allen, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to give a shout-out to my sister, Mara, because he also was my music teacher since kindergarten.
Wait a minute. Everly is eight. And you're eight, and your last names are the same, and you're playing sisters. Are you two sisters?
Twin sisters.
Ah, it's all coming forward to me. Interesting, because you're both unique. I mean, you do look alike, but you're both unique. Would anybody like to say anything else about the musical? I hope people come.
I think the musical is just going to be like a really fun time and getting to know even more people, because there's like more people from third grade that's joining the musical, or even in fifth grade, they more new different people like join the musical. So you would just get to know them better during Tech Week.
Well, I hope that all of you and the students we talked with earlier, we're not far from school, so I hope we'll see you here again. At the Youth Media Center, and thank you very much for being with us, to all four of you.
Thank you.
And there you have it. The musical Frozen Junior is going to be running quite soon, March 13th and 14th at 7 o'clock, and March 15th at 2 o'clock at Pittsburgh Allegheny Pre-K through 5, and we placed a link to the ticket website, and it's a great way to support some great kids and to help encourage them to continue to have music, performance, community as part of their lives. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with members of the cast of Frozen Junior, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Mr. Samara's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. There was a man way out west, rode around this country with a star on his breast. Every white man and Indian tribe knew he was the baddest man that ever was alive. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger, Bass Reeves is his name. Broad-shouldered and 6 feet tall, rode a sorrel that could outrun them all. Master of a pistol, master of disguise, looked every man he caught now dead in the eyes. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger, Bass Reeves is his name. Born a slave down in Arkansas, lived with his master and his dear old ma. Mama said, son, you ain't free, but you can do anything you want to if the mister don't see. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger, Bass Reeves is his name. I'll tell you another thing. Master called Bass Reeves to a gambling game. Bass's freedom was the stake that he made. Master cheated, you ought to heard the sound of Bass's hoofbeats as Master hit the ground. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Cass Reeves, break into song. He get down to business and it won't be long. Whether in Muskoka, 100 miles around, they call him Bass Reeves, he's bound to track you down. Cause he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger, Bass Reeves is his name.
Saturday Light Brigade with Don Flamins. He's a Lone Ranger. Can never say it often enough, but he is talking about the real Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves, who a lot of people don't know, was who the Lone Ranger was based on. Bass Reeves, black sheriff whose life was incredible. And it's theater companies like New Horizon Theater and playwrights like Leon Gray who've helped us get to know things like that. In a moment, you're going to get a chance to learn about an upcoming environmental summit, the 6th Annual Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit, which is put together by Communitopia, and we'll talk with two members of the leadership team in just a moment.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
A quick reminder that clocks spring ahead. Tonight, before you go to bed, we are heading back into daylight. Well, not back. We are heading into daylight saving time officially at 2 a.m. Sunday, March 8th. It becomes 3 a.m. I mentioned earlier, you can choose which hour you'd like to excise from your life. You know, you can decide. I think I'm going to include either completing our taxes or some sort of other household chore. Why not at least have some control over it? We have Maya Amos and Darnell Peake with us today from the Pittsburgh Youth Action Summit, the Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit. I'm really happy you're both here. Darnell, what got you involved in this?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I really like the environment. I've always loved gardening. So, when the opportunity came around to do an environmental summit, I was like, why not? You know, never done it before. Might as well.
Well, that's great. And You're an environmental charter school?
Yes, sir.
Have you been there pretty much for all of your education?
Yeah, I started in sixth grade, so.
And what community do you live in?
I'm from Lincoln.
Excellent. You didn't go to Pittsburgh Lincoln by any chance, did you?
No, sir.
We used to visit that school on a regular basis. Now, Maya, what got you interested?
Well, I've been a member of PICA for the past 3 years, and after attending the summit last year, it was so much fun. I knew I wanted to be part of, you know, the leadership team for this, so.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Taylor Alderdice.
And you live where?
I live in Squirrel Hill.
Well, it's nice to have you both here. So, the summit is open to all high school students, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So how can people get involved, first of all? If you are a teacher listening now and maybe have a class of students, or if you're a teen, is there still room to get engaged and to take part in what's happening?
Yeah, you can join the summit. You can register on our website, Communitopia. We also have an Instagram page where there is a link to register to the summit.
Excellent. So there's no need to feel like you're too late. You can still take part. And again, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on March 21st at Museum Lab, which is the building adjacent to ours on the north side, right next door to the Children's Museum. And it's easy to make it since it's a Saturday. I'm hoping we might be there to enjoy some of it. What happens at that event?
Oh, so yeah. 10 a.m., we have breakfast. And then about 10:30, we get into a keynote speaker from our guy, Moses Tuma. And then after the keynote, we do a couple introductions from the summiteers, the ones who put it together. And then we'll go into some of our workshops. And then you have lunch. And then we go back into our workshops for our last round. And then after that, it is a clothing swap. Yeah, we have a clothing swap, and then we have an art competition that people can register for and can participate in. We have prizes, different things like that.
So people will be making art that particular day?
Yeah. No, we have, the art competition has been open for, I think, about a month now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we have a whole submissions page and...
What are the workshops? Certainly, we don't have to go through each and every one unless you want to, but I'm curious what those are and how they were determined, what they should be.
Well, we have five summiteers who are organizing the summit, and each one of them picked something that they're passionate about, something that they'd like to talk to fellow kids about and, you know, educate people on. I'm doing immigration and climate change. Darnell, you're doing propaganda?
Yeah. I'm doing propaganda, and then we have someone on sustainable business. So it's a wide variety of different stuff that people may be able to participate in.
Well, let's talk about those topics. And mm-hmm. Darnell, why don't we start with yours, propaganda. What prompted you to choose that topic, and how will you approach it?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've always been in, like, as long as I've been able to, you know, do my own research, I've been into, like, what's going on in the government, politics, and, like, you know, what the true narrative is. And I feel like right now, the true narrative isn't being shown. So, it's prompted me to say, hey, you know, here's how you spot that. Here's how you go find the true narrative.
How, I know you've got a whole workshop on this topic, but are there some basic tips for making sure that you're getting the truth.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, most people, they'll find it on social media. Most basic tip I can say is do your own research, right? Look up the topic that you find if you really want to know if it's true or not. Find a couple of sources, see what they're saying, and then you can make your own opinion from there.
That's good advice. What was your other workshop topic?
We have one on immigration.
And the other one you're leading?
Immigration, and it's not me.
Oh.
It's my girl Anwita. She's leading the sustainable business one.
Tom, can you tell me a bit about that? Do you know the topic area?
A little bit. She might be a little bit more well-versed on it. But it's kind of like you have a bit of, and help me out if I'm, but you have businesses that aren't exactly doing the right sustainable practices. She's like, hey, here's how we can combat that. And she gives you all that within her workshop.
Mm-hmm. She's especially focusing on sustainable fashion, I believe, which is why we're having the clothing swap.
That's an area that is a sore spot, I guess I'll put, for me. So much fashion is designed for disposability. The nature of the way consumers are preyed upon, and sometimes how poorly made things are, they just wear out. And I think that happens for women more often than men. Do you think that's true, Maya?
I 100% agree with you. I think a lot of the times the idea of femininity changes alongside the trend. And a lot of that has to do with fashion, what women are wearing, what people are wearing. And so the quicker that trends go by, and their trends go by quicker and quicker nowadays, the quicker you have to change your clothes, your wardrobe.
So do you think that at this Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit, you could either go to the manufacturers and tell them to change their practices, or as a consumer, you could just say that you're not going to play along anymore. Are you going to approach it both ways, or will you be giving emphasis to one over the other?
I think that would be a question for Anwita, who's not here with us. But probably, I believe she will be doing both.
Yeah, it's interesting to just say, I'm not going to buy into it, literally. I'm not going to buy into it. Have either of you kind of adopted that practice at all? It's hard with peer pressure or just styles changing.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm not one to keep up with the trends and all the styles, so I sort of just like say, hey, I like the clothes, they fit well. You know, I'm not one to buy 50 million pounds of clothes and never wear them. You know, the stuff I wear for a long time. So
you and me both, that's the way I look at it. What about for you, Ma?
I buy like 99% of my clothes secondhand. I think it's a great way to you know, still purchase clothes that you like and do it sustainably.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because secondhand clothing is really popular now, and there's a lot of high quality stuff that you can find that's quite inexpensive.
Yeah.
Now, what are your workshops? You mentioned immigration is one of them. Tell me how you plan to approach that. And I'm curious how that ties in from your perspective to the environment and climate action.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why I chose to do it is also the way that I approach it. Recently, we've had a lot of, you know, terrible things happening in the country regarding immigration. And with the mistreatment of immigrants and all the hate that's been happening, I think we need to understand that people leave their countries because they are not, you know, safe. They're not, there are better places to be. And climate change is destroying a lot of different places. There was a hurricane in Jamaica. There were floods in Pakistan, and they're all caused by global warming, and people cannot stay where they are because we have exploited countries and we've harmed the environment so much that many places in the world just aren't safe to be in anymore.
So part of it is when we allow manufacturing to occur in some countries, particularly poor countries or countries that are less developed with respect to environmental control, it ends up resulting in pollution and even exposure to the people get from working in those facilities. And that's something we forget, isn't it? That sometimes some U.S. companies do not follow their own U.S. standards. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're going to talk about it. Well, are there actions youth can take to try to prevent this behavior?
Well, I think a lot of it just ties into the fact that the reason why we live the lives that we live in the United States or in quote-unquote developed countries is because our lives, you know, our ability to purchase so many things and live in a clean environment, other countries made sacrifices for that. And the idea of the idea that we can just decide that we do not stand with this and we will not be over-consuming things will help a lot of that problem.
Are there a lot of students from other countries at Alderdice?
Yeah.
And are they scared or concerned about what they now see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be really hard to witness that. And I mean, I know you're able to be supportive, but I think some folks don't know how very real this is in a high school. In fact, Alderdice had a walkout, what, about 3 weeks ago, I think, and somebody, you know, posted something on Facebook and said, these kids don't even know what they're doing. It's just, they're just walking out to get a day out of class. And I can't always respond to social media, but boy, did that make me mad. I don't think there's a single student that would have been part of that didn't know. Would you agree?
I agree. I heard somebody say that too. I heard a staff member said that we just don't know what we're doing. It made me furious. We're a very diverse group of students, but we are a community. And when you listen to some of these kids' stories, you know, it's impossible not to be compassionate. I mean, I just don't understand how somebody could... I don't understand how somebody could say something like that.
No, and even if you were of a different opinion, to say that students know nothing about the issue is crazy, because students experience it. I see, Darnell, you're nodding your head. Has that been a big issue at ECS as well, Environmental Charter School?
All of my peers, they were very furious at ICE as well. We're actually planning a little walkout, and our staff isn't really, I don't know, our principal isn't really going for it. But I mean, everyone's furious right now. It's not the I don't think it's the best time to be hounding the students saying they don't understand what's going on.
Well, in the one case, you want to show as an adult that you respect and care for students. Everybody's preaching critical thinking and let's not use AI, let's think for ourselves, and then you do it. And people are saying it's impossible that you are thinking for yourself. So that really, that makes me mad too. And I don't think you're alone at all, not just with your peers, but with adults too. You certainly, you know, have full capacity to come up with opinions. You might be better informed than a lot of adults. So do you have another, immigration is one of your workshops. Is there another one you mentioned?
We are each doing just one workshop.
And what are the other ones that we haven't talked about today?
Well, we have Avery is doing our policy pipeline, where she is teaching some participants how to come up with policies.
Very cool. So how do you actually propose a policy that is going to lead to the results that you hope to see, to the change that you hope to see in the world? That's great. And any others? Did we cover all five?
Amelia is doing AI and climate change.
Oh, that's a big one. Would one of you like to kind of give an overview of what that's going to mean, or what it could potentially mean? A lot of people don't quite get it.
So, yeah. With the introduction of data centers now being more and more prevalent, Amelia is educating people on what that exactly means for us, how much water it would take, you know, what that's doing to our electricity, and why it's bad, you know, why we should either limit or completely bar the use of AI data centers.
Yeah, we're also focused on what is AI going to do to our brains, or the world of work, but there's also the environmental aspect of it. I see memes and other things generated by AI that are kind of frivolous, and it's like, gosh, I wish somebody could say, you know, what was the carbon impact of having done that, right? If there were some way of knowing. And those costs will end up being societal costs, I think, one way or another.
We're entering an era of water bankruptcy. We don't have, you know, we don't have the resources to keep, quote unquote, funding AI. We don't have enough water. We don't have enough. We you know, I don't think our planet can take it.
Well, I'm really proud of you both for your leadership in this. Have either of you thought about what you want to do after graduating? Maya, you're closest. You're a senior this year. Do you know?
Well, I am thinking about studying psychology, but I really, really hope that I can do some research on the impact of, you know, knowing that our world is heading where it's at right now, what that is doing to us and how we react to it psychologically. I think that would be an interesting thing to pursue.
Absolutely. Do you have a school in mind? You don't have to. It's a little early. What about you, Darnell?
Yeah. So I was going to go to Rosedale Tech Trade School for electrical work. And then after I get started in electrical work, it's probably going to go try to be a professional fighter up in Thailand, do some Muay Thai.
Wow, what a great, of all the years I've talked with people about plans, those are plans. Certainly what you're doing in the trades I've heard before, but not the fighting. So congratulations to you both. So the PICA, as you call it, Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit, 6th annual, is March 21st,
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Museum Lab on the north side. I wish you both the very best.
Thank you so much.
You. Thank you for being here. And I need to break in for just a moment. Pittsburgh and internationally known sculptor Thaddeus G. Mosley Jr. passed. Bill O'Driscoll of WESA just filed a story that Mr. Mosley died yesterday.